Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you. Now come in the room. Down the host. 844. You dial 844-200. Got it? 844-200-4449. I keep telling you what number to call. Please hurry up. It's 11 after 7.
Look at it and put a T in.
844-200-4449. And then it'll say welcome. And then you do, then you put this in and put a pound in it. The pin. #337-235-6858. #6858. Phone, call it, and wait a minute. So they had all that done. 337.
Okay, wait a minute.
Just push 33.
Okay, wait a minute.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Please enter your host pin. When finished, press the pound key.
337, yeah. 235.
Well,
235.
I'm sorry, but I did not hear you press at least four digits of your pin number.
337.
235.
6858.
The pin you entered does not match the pin you have.
Let me have it.
Your account. Please re-enter your pin. To start your show now, press 1 to hear important.
It appears that the host has already dialed into this show. Only one host is allowed per show. Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio.
Would you usually call in on this number here?
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Please hold and you will be able to listen to the show. Coming up. You know I hear you. And you hear me on your phone, your cell phone. Maybe you need to take this house phone. I can't even pull you in. I can't bring you into the what's going on? You won't even come up on the board. No, cut the rice off. Cut the rice off. We got to get this running right here. Just cut that off because it's 7:16. There was no reason for that. Everything was set up. Everything was set up here. You keyed in again? You keyed in again?
Yeah.
I want to... Okay. Do I have to go out and come all the way back in? What is going on here? The cursor won't even move now. This page isn't responding. Wait. I notice the beam always messes up. I don't know why I wouldn't go to my microscope. Anytime you put in this beam, it always messes up. B-I-N-G? Being always messes up. Always. When you put it on the microscope, it's okay. I'm already signed in. Maybe I try this way. This Microsoft, but Bing ain't doing right. Bing is not doing right. Come on, I did. Well, talk radio show. Sign in. Been on all day. to keep it always plugged up over there. Start doing that again. Got a black screen up there. 7:23. How come it keep turning black? Got all this stuff up here. Xbox Game Pass app. I never had all that on here. I don't know why now. I didn't put it up here. Preparing security options. What does this mean? you don't have anything, a hookup, like a nothing else extra on your phone. Oh, Lord, don't lock. Oh, no. Cancel all of that. We got a lock switch in the phone. Oh, God. What are you doing all of that for? Mm-hmm. Okay, I got locked up in the sign here.
Yeah.
Long Talk Radio sign in. And I'm pushing it to enter. From down here. Right back off on me.
Oh,
my God, it's 7:30. Screen them blacked out. Bring it in here. It was hot, and I was gonna get the. What you call to bring the plate in here? Put it on the table.
No, can you do back there in the back?
Huh?
When you talking, I can hear back there.
Yes, you hear it on your phone, but you can't hear nothing on here. Because I can't. Somebody got two connections, or something tuned in, or something. I don't know what it is. This ain't the right kind. I'm gonna go in here. You say off. Same kind of. And now it's coming on. Maybe this was not. That one wasn't plugged in the right or something. I don't know why. It was the same way it was last night. But maybe it was down. It is. Grab that microphone right there for me, please, so it won't get mixed up with this one. So far, so good. Okay, here we go. We're up here. We're up. We're on. Okay, so now I'm going to bring you in and you can talk. I guess they haven't heard anything else. And they're calling, too. Your mic is...
Who may they say, Camera Dean? I rock man of opinion. That shadow we lie, he lie at you, Lord. La, that shadow we lie in the mom door, too, Lord. Woman bear witness testify there is no God but Allah. And that Prophet Muhammad, Ibn Abdullah, he's the seal of the prophet. There's no more prophet to come. Like greet the audience and best of the greetings, all the greetings in the world. Assalamu alaikum. Sorry about the technical difficulty. We had a problem with our computer, but we hopefully we have solved that for this time. So we're glad to get started. We'll open up with our prayer call, our fight to our prayer. We just say it in the English translation to deserve some time. In the name of God, God is most gracious and God is most merciful. Allah is the master of the day of judgment in which we all live. He alone we worship, and thy aid we seek. Allah, please always continue showing us the great way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy favor on, and not of those who go astray. Amen. We greet our brothers and sisters again in the greatest greeting of all, the greeting that has been compiled in the world. And that greeting is Assalamu alaikum. If in God, peace be unto
you.
Thank you for your dedication, patience, and dedication. Sometime ago, hand in hand. We're here tonight to discuss the real problem of the world, and that is removing all of the images in the world that attempt and try to betray the creator of this creation. And that about all or most of the problems that we find in the world today that idea that the creator of this creation, out of all the people in the world, he picked one people, and he picked those people, picked the son from that one people, and that one people he's supposed to have picked the son from is called Caucasian. At least that was most of them coming out with now Caucasian, because there have been some white people. We know for a fact we never had slavery. The word white means pure. So ain't no pure people put anybody enslaved. Don't no pure people shooting other people down. Then when those people get in court, the person that got shot, they shot the person down, the judge just let them go. So that we cannot call that person white. White, we do not do anything like that. White mean honest, upright, good, kind, and you can't find no good and kind in that at all. So it's not the color play tricks on me. When I say white, the word white, pure, pearl, snow, and I have never seen anyone like that. My skin is not black. My skin is brown. And I have the skin that God has given me. And test me in. Even you gonna tell me color don't mean nothing? Why is the royal family, one of the members of the royal family, married a person just as light as them, but they had some Caucasian African American features, and they discriminate against that person. You think I'm gonna call them white? The queen, ain't no queen in my eyes, king, duke, or whatever you want to call it. But them the kind of people do not do nothing like that, because if they did, then we shouldn't be bowing to them or calling them a king or queen. They're evil. How can you call a witch a queen? How can you call a person that would give you no justice a king? It's a, but no one with their right senses would do that. So we had to call people. The Imam tell us that words make us and shape us and form the world we live in. If we, as a king, will do that, or what, you know, treat the daughter of his brother, who's a little darker, then people are operating off, and that's not going to change until we as a people who's under that problem change it. So we are working to change it here tonight. Stop calling people. I know it's a bad habit you picked up, and you keep using it, talking about a white man did that. White man ain't never killed no black man because God ain't made that. And we need to stop calling them that. I don't have no problem not calling them white out in the street. If you come to go with me, you're going to see that I said that God ain't made no white people. Ain't made no black people. I'm not black. I don't care what. He used to bring us unity, but you know, look at all the so-called movie stars, that so-called black, look how they treat you. Look how they want to get married to a light-skinned person. It comes from that image. It comes from the idea that they're black and they're one white. And they want to get rid of the blackness, so they marry white people, Caucasian people. So they hate themselves. African-Americans hate themselves. We've been put in this condition. This condition we weren't born with, it was given to us from the plantation. And we are not, until we come off the plantation mind, you ma'am said the plantation ghost, we still going to have this problem of African America. So this show is to remove that false image of God. If we do that, and we can do it because a lot of it was right, and they've been using the word white to do wrong with, to do evil with. Oh, the Pope, black cat, he catch a hell. He didn't make himself black. He dark, but he come from... Both the white and the black come from the same mother, cat. But they give the so-called black cat hell. He's evil. Around Halloween, He is the mascot for evil. So when they talk about the black cat, they're really talking about you. You are the master, you are the number one master of problems because of your skin color. In other words, because your skin color is dark, you got a curse on you. If you believe that, you sure have got a curse on you. You believe God love you more, love somebody else more than he love you. You have been tricked, and you is hard. When somebody's been tricked, it's hard to get them off that trick. But they hate themselves. They bring suicide
help you.
On themselves. Pardon?
Hello?
I beg your pardon?
Hello, may I help you?
I
beg your
pardon?
I can hear you, Daya. That's a long way from. I can hear you in the background.
How are you?
So please, will you mute your phone? That's a long way from. So we are here tonight to correct that problem and remove it, starting in the religious field. That's where it comes from. It comes from religion, false religion. It's a false religion to hold God up and then say God got a son. Out of all the sons in the world, he picked a Caucasian son. Same son that brought us here on that good ship Jesus. It's God chosen people. They number racism. It ain't designed to put fear, keep fear in us. And that's why we as a people, we don't have nothing or own nothing. We have nothing to give our children because we operate on fear, because we think Caucasian people are closer to God than we are. And we are paid with lots of money to get our skin as light as day of. Like that gonna make a difference. It make a difference with Michael Jackson, and sure ain't gonna make a difference if you change your skin to pure white. Man, nobody gonna love you until you love yourself. And that's what the problem is. We say we love and we mean we feel. Or we wanna be deceitful. That's what we mean when we say love. Love folks to help, not hurt. And we ain't been helping each other, but we sure have been hurting each other. So we here tonight. Let me look and see if anybody in the queue. And we apologize for the technical problem, but things do happen. And we try to work through those problems. We don't make a big fuss of them. We try to work through the problem. Daya, you see someone else in the queue?
Brother Suja's mic is open.
Okay, well, bring him on. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Suja. You are here in the neck of the, in the woods of Georgia. We welcome you to this neck of woods here in Georgia, near Atlanta. Greet you again. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum, Suja.
Yeah. Well, look at myself. I am. I was kind of turned off mute.
Okay, I'm doing a lot. We all have problems with that. Okay, well, you got it, my dear brother. You the Suja is one of the co-host workers here from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I'm from Atlanta, Georgia. I mean, from Cato, Georgia. Abdullah Akbar and my wife, Daya Akbar. And we also sometimes have Brother Muhammad from Columbus. And we have the Imam from Atlanta, Imam Ibrahim Abdullah. So, Brother Suja, you got it. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum assalam. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful, I also testify and bear witness that there's only one creator. There's only one God. And I bear witness and I testify that Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessings be upon our Prophet Muhammad. He was the seal of the prophet. He's the messenger of Allah. He's God's servant. My brothers and sisters, we are here in Georgia. Praise be to Allah. And inshallah, you know, they have a law but not really a law, but they're asking people to wear the mask. And I went to the mall, one of the malls we have in Georgia. I seen hardly nobody. Nobody was wearing a mask, you know. But in Louisiana, you go to the mall, almost everybody got a mask on. You know. So it's things is happening here in America that is amazing. You know, you got one area of people's is trying to work together, and you got another area that people they working together too, because it seems like it's uniform, uniformity, you know, where everybody got it off, you know, if more people have it off than they had it on, you know, it's just amazing. You know, and I know it's about the same thing in reference to images in religion. You know, the people is just, some people woke and some people are still sleeping. You know, and most of the people that's woke, they are questioning that lie. That God got a son, that there's another God, you know, and that the son is one nationality. They're questioning that, and you can just by see the power in that, you know. When you don't know the truth, you're really not free. You're not free. You know, and I can see what Jesus said, know ye the truth. And the truth will make you free, set you free. You know? A lie is really powerful. You know? It contains you. It holds you. You know? And it restricts you. Put it that way, that's a good word. It restricts you. You know, you can't do what you can do when you got the truth. When you got the truth, it seems like you got more freedom. You know. You can exercise more. You know. So it's real serious, brothers and sisters. Just to see what a lie can do is amazing, you know. And we are lied to, and to practice deception on the American peoples without checking it. That right there is a big problem, you know. They open up the doors of deception on the peoples, and the government themselves don't challenge that. The government itself don't stand up and protect the peoples and say that if you tell a lie. If you deceive the peoples and have the peoples buying things and getting things, and it's wrong, then you can be punished. But the government don't have that type of law on the peoples. they opened up the gate of deception. So like you can lie as long as you don't get caught. You know, you can deceive them. You can do whatever you want to do as long as you don't get caught. You know, like the Imam, Imam Wahabi Muhammad, had made that statement before. He said, you know, you can be a crook in America as long as you don't be caught by the bigger crook. I never will forget when he said that. You can be a crook here as long as you don't be caught by the bigger crook. You see? And so that's what they're practicing, brothers and sisters. You know, you can see why it's necessary for us to remake the world. You know, because the world that we're living in today is not a God-fearing world. It's not a world that you can say that is from God. You know, it's so much deception, so many lies. You know, you can look at the wealth here in this country. Oh, the wealth is so unbalanced. You know, you got so many people that's been oppressed, so many people that's poor. You know, and the people that own the wealth is a small minority, control the majority of the wealth here in this country. It's a shame, but it's real. It's real. So we are a group that's standing up and testifying to the truth. And asking for the removal of all racial images out of worship that betray God. We're standing up, you know, and it's real. It only takes a small amount of people to get the job done. Truth is just that powerful. It only takes a small amount of people. It don't take a whole lot of us. Out here telling the truth, a small amount, and before you know it, the truth will be all over. It'll be everywhere. You know, a truth is so powerful that if you go against it, it'll show you up. You see, and many people don't want. That's one thing that Satan don't want. Satan don't want you to tell the truth. Satan don't want to be seen. Satan don't want the people to know that he's lying and that he's Satan. He don't want that. He wants you to see him as a honest, truthful, you know. But he believes in a lie. He don't believe in the truth. He believes in a lie. You know, he practices lying. I'm going to change that. He believes in the truth. He believes in the word of God. But he practices a lie. You know? That's Satan. He wants you to accept the lie. He wants you to believe in it. You know, like this guy told me. You know, when I asked him, Caucasian, what would happen if we would raise up a black image and put it into your church, the Caucasian church, where your children go to? You know, what would happen psychologically to their mind? And he told me that his children won't believe it. Won't believe the lie. Won't believe that the black man is God. Won't believe that the black man is the son of God. They won't believe it. So you saying that the children right away will recognize that it's a lie. But he wants us to believe that the white man is God. that the white man is the Son of God. He wants us to believe that. If you question him about that, he'll stand up and say, oh, no, that's the white man is the Son of God. Or the white man is God. I mean, that's what the Caucasian told one of our brothers. We were protesting out there, and we were protesting against the image. And Brother Hakeem told the Caucasian, asked the Caucasian, what do you think about that image up there? They do you believe that's the Son of God? Do you believe that's God? And the Caucasian told Hakeem that that's him. That's me. That's what we're dealing with, brothers and sisters. We're dealing with a lie. And you got many African Americans that's backing it up. They playing ball. They going on with it. They pushing it. My Bible say. That's what they're always telling you, what their Bible say. Like the Bible's there. My Bible say this. So we're standing up, bearing witness and testifying that there's only one God. That's not no three, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. There's no three gods, and all three of them is equal, and all of them is one. That's foolishness. That's for children, you know. That's for children to accept. A person with their eyes open and they're grown, they're not going to accept that. They're not going to accept a lie. They're not going to accept that idea, you know. Yeah, stand up and tell the truth. Stand up and bear witness that it's wrong. That's wrong. You put one nationality over another. And say that one nationality is superior than another one. That's wrong. When you're strong enough to stand up for the truth, the lie ain't got a chance. When you're strong enough to tell the truth, if you tell a lie, And your children see that, they're going to be liars too. Many of them are going to be doing the same thing. They're going to follow your lead. You know. They do the same thing with homosexual. You know. Lesbian. People that say they are gay. They do the same thing. People believe that there's a benefit. People believe they got an option. There's an option. But brothers and sisters, I believe that they know. I don't care if they over 5 years old, they know the truth. They know it's wrong. They know it's wrong to say that for you to go with another woman or go with another man. They know that's wrong. But they don't believe that God would punish them. They don't believe in God. They don't believe that God, they'll argue with you about that too. They'll question you about God. They'll question God. But it say in both the scriptures that when they see the reality, when that fire come upon them, they want to change. That's what happened to Pharaoh. Pharaoh's when he was almost about ready to go to hell, he seen that fire. And he said, I believe in the in the law of Moses. And Allah said, now you believe. Now you believe. So, brothers and sisters, we just want to just get out here right quick with just a little truth, exercise with the truth. And I know some other brothers, you know, they want to exercise a little bit. But we're not gonna never give up. We're gonna be forever bringing you this truth. We thank Allah for the opportunity. We pray that Allah bless you. I came to you in peace. Going to leave you in peace. As-salamu alaykum. You got it, Brother Agba.
Thank you, Brother Suja. I guess that I met one move. I met another. I heard there was another Suja somewhere.
Allah,
I know.
He's not my son.
Yeah, I know. I heard of another one.
Yeah.
He might have been a carbon copy, but he's not the real McCoy. But anyway, it wasn't as bad as Ed said by him, so to have another name. You have to be very careful to pick a name like that.
Mm-hmm.
So we appreciate you. So you sure made your to that name. It's on the ballot with you. And I ain't seen nothing deter you from what you got to say. I have seen not one ounce of fear pop up. Come up in your talk. So, alhamdulillah. Man.
Alhamdulillah.
We have to love a person like that because we got so many phonies among us that this world are made, and actors and could have been and should have been among us. To see somebody real is all we have to say all praises are due to Allah. Thank you, Brother Suja. Hold on, he was in the queue.
Sorry about that. I was speaking at the phone, but it was on mute. Anybody who wants to come in, that's match one on your telephone, and come on in and share what you have to share in your talk. Tonight, please, on this side of the corn hour, please add a little something about business, because no matter what we are saying tonight, the job is number two. Because after we teach our children about this evil and teach the world, then our children should be going to school and coming back and making jobs for everybody who needs one. They go to college for all them years and pay all that money. They shouldn't be coming back just to get in line or to get a piece of paper and fill it out just to get a job. They should be able to make a job. That's what high education bring about. And if they're not getting high education, they're getting a certificate with a big name on it that can't produce nothing. So we don't need that. We need real people. They do real things. We can't talk about the other people no more, because these other people are vying for us a job. They might not treat us right on that job. They might not be fair on the job, and that come about because the image is in them. But we need to make a job to show them how to treat human beings, and our children should be in the forefront of making jobs. Huh? You know, or building houses and building large structures, our children. But they're getting punished in a way that takes them away from the natural life. A rapper. What kind of person would sing all that filthy music and then add women's in it? Call women's all kind of names. What kind of, put tattoos all over their head and nose and earrings in their face and their lips and tongue. What kind of people would do that? Are people who have been lost from the knowledge and the wisdom and the love of God. Because all the lies have came home to roost. Somebody died for your sins. Somebody going to save you before you save yourself. Christmas, where you go and bow a tree after God said, don't do it. And decorate the tree. And God said, don't do it. They decorate the tree. After God, then they tell the most heinous lie that a man in a big red suit riding some reindeers, landing on the roof, got the toys off out of the buggy or the sled and came down the chimney and left those toys for children. The biggest lies. And they know for a fact you went to Walmart or came or whatever store you went to, and you purchased them toys and came home and wrapped them up, and then you stuck them on that pagan tree. They stuck them on that pagan tree, like God, and the thing God said don't do, then another name come about by what he tell you not to do, and that's pagan. That's a pagan tree. And you put those presents under that pagan tree and tell a pagan lie. That Santa Claus did it. Santa Claus came down the chimney that you don't even have. Still telling that old lie, that old hang-me-down lie that my mama and grandmama told me that Santa Claus came down the chimney. Still me giving love to my mama or my dad or my grandmama, I'm telling a lie they done gave me. Look what Santa Claus brought me. Enough made me a liar. Had me lying. You think I'm going to not expose these lies? You think I'm not going to share what I have about how this world has lied to us like Suja? A lie is a terrible thing. Actually, Iran, Iraq, Solomon Saint lost his life on a lie and lost his country. They killed a million or more people on a lie that he had weapon of mass destruction. A lie. But don't worry. The revender is Allah. Allah said he is the revender. And he, in every life they took, somebody got to pay for that lie. No ounce of wrong go unanswered or unrewarded or unpunished. Allah says that. If you do an ounce of good, you're going to get your ounce of good. But you kill the whole million of people and you walk around with a suit and tie on claiming that you are a person that goes to church and live a decent life, you ain't nothing but a hypocrite. And you have to pay. And that's why I say ain't no white people in the world. If we had some white people in the world, you show me what war we would have had. There ain't no white people. There ain't no white, so-called white person going to argue with me when I say that. Many of them drop their heads and say, yeah, I'm not white. I'm pink and red. Because they know the truth when they hear. Satan, like Suja said, Satan don't want to hear no truth because it's like putting a fire under him. When you tell the truth, it's like a fire, he just light up. That fire, that smoke is fire, so I burn in him. So we said Allah is the greatest. Huh? And we're talking about chosen one. When you're a Muslim, you have been chosen by Allah. You didn't make yourself a Muslim. They condemned Muslims ever since I was a young boy. My mama used to tell me, said, those people, cut your head off. These was a lie that she got from somebody else. And she said, those lies were me. Allah said, we are the best raised up. He didn't say, he said the Muslims are the best. So, you know, you can be a Christian, but don't tell no lie. You Christ-like, and you tell a lie. Christ didn't tell no lie. Fact, Christ didn't kill nobody. Didn't tell that lie on Christ. He the most giving man. Unless somebody break in your house and start stealing your good material out of your house, your clothes, you're going to call the police, and then you're going to go to court and make sure that person gets some real time. You're going to say, Jesus died for that sin. But that's the lie they gave up. Take the whole world, give me Jesus. Don't give me no bank. Don't give me no ships in the sea. Don't give me no planes in the sky. Just give me Jesus. Give me that Caucasian man, and I'll be saved. That's all I need. I don't need no teeth. My teeth fall out. Just give me Jesus. We messed up as people. And we the doctors. So anybody who got something to say, that match a one and come into the queue, and we will turn your mic on, whether you be a brother or a sister. We want to hear from our sisters. They the one who supply all the men and women that go wrong or go right. They the one supply. No? And now they trying to take the rights for the women. Talking about abortion. Kill your baby. Huh? Take this these drugs and the eating drugs because you don't need no baby. You got these women following the same mentality. I don't need no baby. God said populate the earth. God said get married. So these are all the things that will open the key and open the door to paradise. And the other thing will keep you out of paradise. There is life after death. There's like there was life after sleep this morning. If God woke you up, then God's telling you that there's another place you're going to wake up, and that's going to be on the other side. And everything you have done on this side is determined what God puts you on the next, in the other side. So there's somebody, okay, who is that? Brother Ibrahim.
Didn't I say what
it
says
on
the what you just said?
Okay. Well, if we bring you in, Brother Ibrahim, then hang out. One of the sisters wants to say something. As-salamu alaykum. Hang
there. He's going to be around. As-salamu alaykum. First of all, giving thanks to Almighty God, Allah, for blessing our souls back this morning. He's giving us a chance to repent and correct some of our wrongs and to let us to work on our shortcomings. But what is it? There's no God but Allah, the creator of the heavens and earth and all in between, creator of all systems of knowledge, known and unknown, seen and unseen. And I bear witness that Prophet Muhammad is the seal of the prophet, and peace and blessings forever be upon him. Greet you with the world's greetings of peace. God's peace be upon you. As-salamu alaykum. I wanted to just respond to what Brother Akbar just said, and it also goes into what Brother Sucha just said. It seems like to me, even my opinion, that a lot of people are suffering from amnesia, and certain people of color seem to be suffering from amnesia because they don't remember where the children came from. You know, they don't remember where they came from even because Allah made it so. He said, Fun ka ya fun, be and it is. And he made us of the complex and different, so they would not despise each other, so that we can get to learn from each other and work together, and not despise. Children only do some adults. How came about? And I could do without the static and everything too, if you don't mind. Please, just 1 minute, and I'll be off the line. But I hear background noise. It's quite deterring. But like I was saying, if the children only knew the truth, and some adults as well, they have grown up and they have been taught when they were younger too about the Christmas trees and the lights and the Santa Claus. And so a lot of them have to be reminded. I wouldn't say be taught, but I would say be reminded
because they probably never heard of what the Quran has said about the lights, the Christmas tree lights that were put on a bush or a little tree that was put beside one of the known righteous men named Nimrod, who had a personal relationship, intimate relationship with his mother. And when he passed to celebrate his birthday, she had planted a tree by his gravesite, and she would decorate that tree with lights every birthday of his. This is how the Christmas tree lights came about. This is what we were taught in MGT class, you know, in classes that the Muslims had for us back in the day, during the days of Elijah Muhammad, may Allah be pleased with him. And as far as Santa Claus, well, we know that there's no Santa Claus, and I'm sure probably most of the adults or the parents have taught the children by now that they buy the toys or they buy the presents that the children get that one time of the year. But they're also being taught now, too, I've heard, and I noticed that you can get gifts at any time of the year. It doesn't necessarily have to be on that day that they say that Jesus was born, which is December 25th, and some say September. But we all know that those ideas or pagan religions or thoughts are not even real. They're not for real. Because in the part of the country where Jesus was born, you know, the winters and the snows and the sleighs on top of the roofs, which they didn't have to hold the toys, while the big fat Caucasian man would come down the chimney with all those toys on his back and over his shoulder and his size come down the chimney. So come on now, they're getting real now. They begin to face reality. That's what it is, face reality, and the light is being shown now. The light is brighter and brighter for them to get a grip, you know, and accept the truth, whether they want to or not, you know, accept the truth, truth which is facts. And I'm sure they must have been curious about this before, because a lot of those things that they thought at that time and were told were not real. So, like they say, curiosity killed the cat, and facts brought him back. So the facts have brought a lot of people back to the truth, the real truth, and nothing but the truth, you know. So they're facing up right now, and that's why our children have to be taught the truth and taught better, you know. And who can teach them any better than their own, you know, that loves them. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not downing or speaking negative, not intentionally of anyone, just telling the truth, speaking the truth. Because I was brought up also through that belief, although we didn't get I didn't get hardly anything at any time because I was raised by my grandmother and she didn't have the finances to buy all that stuff. But if I got a little baby doll, which was Caucasian at the time, you know, with all this hair and all this Goldilocks, you know, hair and all, and used to make little curls in the baby doll's hair with clothespins. You know, wrap them around the clothespin and then take it, wet it, wrap it around a clothespin, then take it loose and it comes into kiss girls, we used to call them. They would hang down, kiss girls. But anyway, these are things that we don't want to bore you with anything, but a lot of the children nowadays who really don't understand, they have to know. And they are being curious enough to ask questions. And I'm glad that we can answer because it has been put on us as a task. It has been put on us as an obligation from Almighty God Allah to tell the children the truth. That's one of the things that Allah did bless us with as well as mothers, nature. And he blessed us with one of his most precious gifts, and that's the babies and the children. Yes, the babies and the children. So we have to do what we do, you know. And like they say, the woman got to do what she got to do. we got to hip them. We got to make them aware. We got to tell them the truth, you know. And
And they'll appreciate it. They'll appreciate it. I'm going to get off the phone right now because I can go on and on that, but it will be done. Alhamdulillah.
Okay.
Inshallah. Okay.
Brother,
thank you. Salam.
Well, you're saying, Brother Ibrahim, your mic is on. You got it.
That's
somebody calling. I'm sitting there listening to my big brother, the Ian, and Akbar, and my sister. It's always a pleasure when you hear our sisters come on and impart some of the knowledge and wisdom they have to help us build our case against the world. And not just any world. We talk about the world that has been duped and tricked by Satan for eons. So I opened it back and went to testify, nothing deserving of worship except Allah alone. That's the blessing to be able to say, I bear witness, nothing deserving of worship but the one and true living deity or living God. That's a blessing just to be able to say that. And I opened it back and went to testify that from Muhammad, to whom the last revelation was revealed to, from Jesus, is his last messenger. It's probably, why is that so hard to accept? You can't show me nothing in the scripture that fits that idea or fits that truth that Jesus said that one was coming after him but Prophet Muhammad. Nobody else came after him and is known to us in the world. So we are letting the people know that we are tired of the lies. And us, not people, persons. The reason I'm saying that, see, when they threw the ideal in and they ask you, well, who are those people? They're telling you, when they say who are those people, they're telling you those people don't have a personality. But when you say who are that person, personality, that person have a personality. And that's what Allah blessed by Muhammad and Imam Muhammad to give us. Give us back the personality that we have, because that's more meaningful than just that person who doesn't have a personality. So why is the personality so, broad or so wonderful? Because when that new life come in the world, that child, your first child, second, third, fourth, fifth, that duty belongs to you. Why would you take that new life, precious, and turn it over to a Caucasian or anybody outside your household? Why would you take a precious life and just give it to them? Just giving them away. We are the first teachers. The woman, the first teacher, your first nurse, she taught us men. But our job is also to help her teach and educate our children. Why would we want somebody else to educate our children? That's where the business part come in, when we 5-6 men get together in the neighborhood and say, look, we got to build a school. We got to build a building. It might not be the finest building right now, but we can always work on it. There we go. But we need to get a building where we can corral our persons, our children, and we can teach them. When they get to a certain age where you want to let them go into society school, look how they are already reminded of the thing they're going to be faced with when they go in their school. So that way they don't lose faith and what mama and daddy taught them. So let me bring this part up here. We don't talk about the Christmas. We don't give the people information about the Christmas, about the lie, about the tree, and how they lied on Jesus. May God peace be upon him. All these things we put out. So we got one more now. We don't want to overlook anything. We want to bring all the information now that we have to the table, because that's the only thing going to free you. Just like that precious life that first came in the world, your life is precious to us too. Although you're older, like my sister said, not re-educate, but just give you information to let you do what? What you going to do with the information? Let you look at it and decide for yourself which way you want to go. Now I'm going to bring another up to show you how they just duped us. They just treat us any kind of way. Black Friday. What was Black Friday all about? How did it come about? Black Friday was the day that they set
where the slave master had to sell some of his slaves on that Friday to get enough money to pay his taxes. So they named it Black Friday. Now, every year, now all of a sudden, if you notice, Black Friday then extended itself. It used to be right after Christmas, that first Friday, that Thursday, Friday come in. Now you got Black Friday the whole month, 2 months before Christmas get here. So how's the slave being sold now? What has been sold is his mind. They have sold his mind because his mind is trained to do what? To buy all the stuff that he can see in the stores, glitter, and then turn back around and tell the lie. But Black Friday was the day we were sold on the block. Praise be to Allah. Praise be to Allah. So we just want you to know everything about what's going on with this society. This society has deceived us. It has made us almost the kind of people, not by person, the kind of people that we didn't really want to be. They duped us. That's why we have no personality. They took that away from you. That's a precious thing. That because they give each individual a very unique character about himself. But when he's a person, he don't have anything but what they gave him. Who are those people? Those people belong to you. But when you say person, those persons belong to Allah because they have became aware of what you've done to us. Oh, you did a horrible thing, and you're not going to get away with it. Look at the truth that's in your face today. Look at us, stand up against you with all your might, chemical weapons, bombs, everything. You can wipe out nations, but you ain't wiped us out. Here we are, here to wipe that mind, that disease mind you got. We're here to wipe that out of you. And we can do it because the truth that we're carrying comes directly from God himself. And you know that you can't handle that. You can only do one or two things. You can submit or you can get trampled on. And God is the one going to do the trampling. Can't you see what's going on in this society now? You don't see all these trees like the night they had on the news. All these different farms that grew Christmas trees, they are rushing to cut the trees down, to put them on semi-trucks, to get them in certain parts of the state, country, cities, so you can throw one up in your tree, in your house, or light it up. We remember when we was coming up, the end of October, going to November before Thanksgiving, every house was lit up. Every street, pole, light pole was lit up. All the stores was lit up. If you was in a plane and got up high enough in the air and looked down, you said the whole world was on fire. It was so many lights. All your downtown was lit up. And for like every 4 miles, 5 miles, there was a great big giant tree downtown in the middle of the main street. All the way to 8, 9, 10 miles lit up, but no more. See, God has intervened now because man had became so weak in his rulership now. They say he's a khalifa. A khalifa is only a governor, a ruler, but he should be a governor, a ruler of himself first before trying to be a governor, a ruler of somebody else. But since we done got weak in that area, God said, okay, now let me step in, and I'll show you how to wake everything up with just final word, kum fa yukum, be and it is. And that's exactly what our Lord is doing today. But we ask our Lord in all sincerity and humility to bless the believers. Bless those, regardless of religion, bless those who believe in you, Lord. Because what we have as our religion, you gave it to us. And we're not going to let nobody dupe us or take it away from us. We're going to strive to please you. And in order to please you, we have to do exactly what you have taught us to do through your messenger, Muhammad, down to all great men come up under him, down to Imam Wadi Muhammad. We're not going to let that school of thought, which is the fifth school of thought in society now, we're not going to let them put that school of thought to sleep. No, we're going to stand up and be the men and women that Allah wants us to be under this great leadership that Allah has blessed us with today, which is the leadership of Prophet Muhammad, who exemplified it, Imam Wadi Muhammad, and here we are. So I came to you in peace. I want to leave you in peace. As-salamu alaykum.
Well, look at your name. Well, thank you, Brother Ibrahim. Stick around. Don't go anywhere. Brother Hameen is on the line. just want to see, do he have something to say, especially about the school, if he want to say anything, you know what to do. Because he got a school, they got a school coming up, and he want to keep that on our mind about the school. Brother Hameen.
Okay, yeah, assalamu alaikum. Can you hear me?
We got the name.
Okay, all praise be to all praise be to Allah, alhamdulillah, the creator of the heaven and earth, and all between, alhamdulillah, my dear brothers and sisters and believers, assalamu alaikum, alhamdulillah. You know, I just wanted to share what I'm doing. It seems like it's always something to do. It's always some type of project. I think I get a lot of help and inspiration from this show, The Message of Concern, and I catch the fire. I catch the fire that you and Shuja and Brother Ibrahim and Sister Daya, all y'all have that fire, and I'm blessed to receive. I think so. I'm blessed to receive some of that inspiration. Praise be to Allah. You know, I'm studying now. What they call ADU. ADU. Okay, somebody got to mute their phone. Somebody moving around. And all they got to do is mute their phone. ADU stands for Accessory Dwelling Unit. And write this down if you can. And go to this website when you get opportunity. smallchange.com, and accessory dwelling unit. Out here in California, they got a massive homeless problem and a shortage of housing. So the legislature, January of 2020, they went back in and what they did, they changed the zoning laws here. California. Actually, it's all over. It's like all over the West. California, Oregon, Washington, you know, they changed the zoning laws and made it easy for people to add units to their property. You got a house, you could build what they call a granny pad or in-law pad, but the term, the architectural term is ADU, accessory dwelling unit. And like I said, they made it real easy. Now, Brother Rashad, you know, my brother out here, he's an architect. And I ran into a brother who taught drafting architecture out of school. And I said, hey, Brother William, you know, how you doing? And la la la. And I said, oh, hey man, you know, you're doing pretty good with these ADUs. He said, man, I'm killing them. He said, I'm doing two a day. But I didn't believe him at first. But I asked Rashad. I said, do you think he could do two of those a day? Because these other people charge anywhere from $1,500 to $6,000 for the plan for the ADUs. You know what I mean? Like an ADU plans, like. You know, like you want to add space, you know, in your garage, like knock your garage down or make changes to your garage. Because what they're doing is they make it easy so people could get some of these people off the street, these people on the street, and, you know, and under the bridge and stuff, you know. So he said, well, yeah, if he got his thing together, yeah, he could do it. In fact, anybody could learn it. So I started studying these ADUs because of that statement from Rashad, you know, about the plans and stuff like that. And this website called smallchange.com. Now, smallchange.com is a website that deals with crowdfunding. You know, crowdfunding is when you get a crowd of people to give money for a project. it's kind of like collective purchasing, collective buying, you know, with a crowd of people could get on it. But the unique thing about smallchange.com is they not only do crowdfunding, they have crowds of people, you can raise money, but they also have investments, you know what I mean? Like anywhere, like if you got a project, you could make an application for your project, and they'll help you raise money for it. Brother Suja, they'll help you raise money for it. Brother Suja, you there? As-salamu alaykum. As-salamu alaykum. You there, Brother Suja? Alhamdulillah. But anyway, you make your application out, and they hang with you and help you and walk you through the process, you know?
As-salamu alaykum.
And walk you through the process. Hey, what's your salam? Yeah, I was thinking about BUII when just then, you know what I mean? Because, you know, you could make contact with this company called smallchange.com. You know, they are crowdfunded, you know what I mean? And
yeah.
There was a crowd of people could you know, give money. But not only that, you know, because a lot of people, you tell them, say, you know, we want to get the people off the street and, you know, let's donate, you know, whatever you can. Well, some people might give whatever amount of money, but some people might say, well, look, I got $1 million. And I don't like these people on the street, either. But what kind of return can I get on my $1 million? You see what I mean? Yeah, I want to help, but I want to help by being an investor. So I really don't know all the terms yet, how much someone would get if they had $1 million, how much return
right.
they would get on that $1 million, whether they get a couple hundred thousand, get all their money back, or get their million back, and plus a couple hundred thousand or whatever. I really don't know yet, but I'm studying. But this company, this website called smallchange.com, look it up. Take your time. Everybody, take your time. And look it up, because this I don't know if they got the same type of homeless program, say, in places like Baton Rouge or Decatur. I don't know if they do, but I know out here on the West Coast, it's really bad. You know, people sleeping all over the place. You know, what I mean?
Right.
Really bad. And so my point is, by crowdfunding and investing, you know, by crowdfunding and you know, like this small change is a company, a website that helps you get your project together, you know, and
right.
And it's called, you know, they hooked up with the SEC and all that because they had to get it, you know, keep it tight, you know what I mean? Because they didn't want no shysters are in it, and they don't want people, you know, scheming people's money, taking people's money and stuff like that. So,
right.
So it's pretty tight. It's pretty tight. And let me see. ADU and investments and crowdfunding. Oh, yeah. So Regulation CF, that's crowdfunding, CF for crowdfunding. And then they got another regulation. But the regulations that really caught my attention today is that Regulation A, you could raise up to $50 million. You could raise up to $50 million, Regulation A. So that really caught my attention. See? And, you know, so it's about... It's about knowledge. It's about understanding what's going on. It's about learning, you know what I mean? And I would suggest that, you know, because we got projects. We got projects. People got real estate projects. I was reading the Muslim Journal about a brother in Georgia, you know, who is a contractor. And he was, you know, that was in this month's paper. And, you know, in Georgia. So we got project, but we need the knowledge. We need to stay on it, and I think a good place to start as far as these ADUs out here in California is with smallchange.com and other little programs. So I'm gonna keep talking about it. I'm gonna learn and I'll pass on the information. You know what I mean? To
right. I was linked.
We'll all benefit from it in time. I'm gonna stay on this. I'm gonna stay concentrated on this. Try to focus on it. Yes, sir.
Yes. This is just making a circle with BUI. We had a sister who was supposed to did some crowdfunding for us. You know, but what I learned from that is that there is qualified people that does crowdfunding, and they charge you for they ask for a fee, you know, for God, inshallah, you know, if. One of the main things we had to do, we had to get that person that knows, that has that knowledge, to do the crowdfunding for us. And we had to offer them something, ask them how much they charge, you know, and some of them charge percentage, you know. So I'm pretty sure that the brothers and sisters that's online right now, they're familiar with you know, the crowdfunding, but we got to get someone that has the knowledge of doing crowdfunding, you know, mm-hmm. and be prepared to pay them for it, you know, inshallah.
Well, the thing that caught me, another thing that really caught my attention in looking at this, because it's another YouTube, is a little Asian guy named, but he calls himself O'Connell, and he got on. If you go to YouTube, it's called How to ADU, and he got a bunch of little videos that explain the ADU movement and all that. And the thing that got me was, another website. See, I mean, I'm discovering these websites. These people explaining. He says you could go up to a homeowner. Okay, then here's how it kind of like work, and this is why I want to get to the funding part. You go up to a homeowner, and you say, homeowner, you know, you own this house. Okay, do you want to build an ADU? The homeowner may say, I can't afford it. I don't have the cash. I don't have the money. I don't have the credit. And this company called Dweller.com, he said, well, we could get the money if you would just lease us so much space on your property. You know, like if you got whatever, so much space. And he says, and they'll build an ADU for you. And what they'll do is they'll not only build it, but they'll manage it. They'll find a renter, somebody who will move into the place and give you money and give them money. And they'll, what y'all do, y'all split up the money every month, you see. And then if at some point down the road, what, a year, 2 years, 3 years, where you say, well, look, I want to buy you out. You came here and you leased so much property from me. You built the ADU. I want to refinance. Or I got the cash and I want to buy you out. I want to buy you off my property. You know what I mean? And so that's allowable too. But the people that come in and build the ADU for you, and y'all are share on the money, in the money.
Right.
And at some point, if you say, well, I got the money together now because I've been getting this rent for 2-3 years and I saved it and whatever, and I could. My credit is good now, or whatever. I want to, I want to buy y'all off, you know. In other words, you know, sell me that ADU that y'all built free for me at that time. You know what I mean? So
right.
I said, wow, a lot of homeowners would like that because, you know, they'd have an ADU on their property, and the value of their property would increase, you know what I mean? Because now they not only got the house, they got an accessory dwelling unit. Maybe it's going to be, you know, like a single or something. But some of them look real pretty. If you look on the internet, it's a website called Inspired ADU, and it's really, really beautiful how they, you know, how they do these ADU, make them look real nice, really, really attractive, you know. So this is what I'm discovering. So I'm out there. Hey, this is something that I like, and I pass along to the community. We all, you know, we all could probably share in this, you know, because we got that spirit of do for self and
that's real. And I know we're going to jump on it right away. I'm going to talk to the other brothers and sisters, and we're going to jump on it right away, you know. But alhamdulillah.
Yeah, and I want to say to everybody, you know, I have not heard from brother,
Dr. Frank.
No, sir. Have you heard anything from him? Have you been dealing with him?
No, sir.
No. Last I heard, he was in Dallas. He was in Dallas because he moved from Maryland to Dallas, but I haven't heard anything. And, I haven't paid him. And I paid him. I paid him $300 already. So that's
wow.
The truth. And let the truth start on his own. And I haven't heard anything from him.
Wow.
Yeah, well, I'm not gonna beat it up, but that's it.
Yeah, well, I talked to my daughter. I'm here in Atlanta right now. I'm living with them, and they was ready to pay the $300. She had the $300. They was ready to pay it, but something happened, and it didn't come through, you know. Because I turned her on right away to him, and had her to call him, and she called him, but it was so happened he didn't get the money from her, and that's what she was concerned about. And so she said, "Well, it's going into holidays. I'm gonna be doing something else with the money, you know." So that's his situation came like that, you know. Yeah, well, you know.
Okay.
I'm doing
all right.
Well.
Well, you know, I'm doing well. We live and we learn. You know,
yes, sir.
We learn.
Every day.
So,
every day. Right. We pray for the best. You know, we always going to be praying for the best. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, Brother Imam. I'm sorry. Brother Imean, could you please mention your STEM program, educational program?
Oh, yeah. We've been on it, and we made another little modification to the website. If you go to the website, Sister Clara Muhammad STEM School.com, you could go straight to a link saying STEM and Children. STEM and Children. You can go right to some great lessons right there to get your child involved. And then not only that, if you click on resources, you can see those links. You can click on that, and you can get your child involved in STEM and start educating that 2-year-old, 3-year-old, 4-year-old, up to teenager. You know what I mean? And get them going. It's right there. It's really laid out. Just, you know, we making improvements, make it real easy for people just to go. So it's Sister Clara Muhammad STEM School.com.
Okay.
Clara Muhammad,
thank you.
STEM School.com. And I'm trying to talk to Sister Rashida, who gave the first Sunday, last first Sunday in November, right? The first Sunday in the first Sunday in November. Yeah, she gave, yes, ma'am. and she gave a little educational thing. She had people, the educators on, and I was trying to tell her, I know she just had a loss in her family. She lost her her sister, I think. Sister Rashida.
She goes to the same masjid I go to.
In Baton Rouge or in Memphis? Yeah. Is it in Memphis or Baton Rouge?
Baton Rouge. Louisiana. Oh, she and I go to the same masjid. We working together.
Okay.
If you're talking about the same place.
Yeah, I'm dead. Right. Masjid Sabi Kun. Is that right, Suja?
Sabi Kun, yeah. Yeah.
Sabi Kun, okay.
Masjid
Sabi Kun.
But anyway,
I was trying to reach her. I heard her this morning introduce herself on Lifeline, but I was trying to reach her. I couldn't. She should do a Claire Muhammad education thing every first Sunday. Every first Sunday. She ought to just do it.
Number
every first Sunday. She touched.
Well, I'm
seeing
her number. You got a number?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I got a number.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
well,
but I know she's involved in. Right. Yeah,
You think that she should do it every Sunday?
Every first Sunday.
Every first Sunday.
Gather the educators and the ones that got Claire Muhammad's school and bring them on and let them talk about their projects.
Yeah, bring them together.
Right. Okay.
I'll
turn back over to you, brother.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I tell her that.
Okay, I'll turn it back over to you, Brother Akbar.
Okay. Yeah, he's coming.
Assalamu alaikum. Brother Rashad. Okay, alhamdulillah. Thank you, everybody, for coming on. Let me, anybody else want to say anything? We got a few minutes left. We got to do match one and come into your queue. Well, you want to say something right quick, Brother Ibrahim, since you're still there?
Yes, I'm here.
You want to say something right quick?
Well, we got 3 minutes, 2 minutes. I can close out with prayer, and then we can keep talking.
They'll close out with prayer. I'm bring Suja back. Let him spend tell them about these new counselors that we got. Brother Suja.
You want me to close out with prayer first?
Oh, yeah, Brother Akbar. I'm mailing those masks to you as soon as I can make it to the post office. I'm mailing masks.
Oh, okay, I'll be looking for them, and I'll send you your money back.
Okay, I'm not worried, but test the market.
Yes, sir, I will. No doubt about it. Okay.
Okay.
You want to say anything about the counter right quick?
We're gonna be getting in contact with you about the calendar, and inshallah, we're asking everybody that we're working with to help us move the calendar, and we use that money that we put it right into the bank, and for BUII. So that's what we're doing.
Okay, I'm doing that. Okay, close us out, Brother Ibrahim.
Yes, sir. I see nothing that Allah for the state that rejected. Should I turn myself to you, Allah, trying to be upright to you who originate the heavens and the earth are not of the polytheists? Surely my prayers, my sacrifice, my life, and my death are all for you, Allah, the Lord of all the worlds. No associate has you, and this I am commanded, and I am of those who submit. O Allah, let not our hearts turn back to corruption after you have guided us from your presence. Grant us mercy. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. We look for your sisters tomorrow and the brothers.
Assalamu alaikum. Well,